Some say it's legend, some say it's history, but it's one of the most inspiring stories from America's past. The scene? A tiny mission near San Antonio, Texas. You know, a small band of Texas freedom fighters is taking their stand against the invading Mexican army, and they're vastly outnumbered. There's a brief window during which the men of the Alamo have a choice between leaving or staying to fight. Colonel William Travis is in command of the garrison, and according to some accounts, he gathered the defenders in the courtyard of the Alamo. With his sword, he drew a line in the sand, and he called his men to a destiny choice. Cross the line as you're pledged to fight, or stay where you are as an announcement that you are leaving. They all crossed the line to heroism, to immortality, and to honor that has endured some 200 years. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your line in the sand. 2,000 years ago, a spiritual line was drawn in the sand, and it's still there. And every person who belongs to Jesus Christ has to make their choice. To understand that choice, we go back 20 centuries to the first Christians who had to make it. Their story is found in Acts 4, beginning with verse 12. It's our word for today from the Word of God. The scene is Jerusalem, the city where Jesus has been put to death only weeks before. Peter and John have just been proclaiming Jesus in the temple area. Now they're facing a hostile crowd of powerful rulers, and they make this bombshell announcement. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Well, at that point, some of the same people who had arranged for Jesus' crucifixion, quote, called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. There is the line in the sand. Talk about whatever you want, but don't talk about Jesus. The Christian's answer? We cannot help but speaking about what we have seen and heard. Later, the Bible says, with great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. See, they made their choice. They would talk about Jesus whatever it cost. So what about you and me? We face the same choice in situation after situation. Will we talk about Jesus at a time and in a culture where it's okay to talk about anything you want except Jesus? Actress Patricia Heaton has publicly professed her faith in Christ. A while back in People magazine, she said, most people have some kind of faith. However, I think Jesus is a scary subject. God, you can make into anything you want. But confronted with Jesus, you have to say, I believe that or I don't. And that's very powerful. Well, yes, it is. And the devil knows it. That's why he made you and me choke so often. Think about it when we get to that name. We'll talk about God, family values, church, faith. But when it comes to Jesus, we unwittingly obey the 2,000-year-old order from hell. Do not mention Jesus. But there's no other name by which people can be rescued from an awful eternity. Of course, Satan does everything he can do to have us chicken out on talking that name. So the line is in the sand. Are you going to stay where it's safe, hiding Jesus behind you? Are you going to cross that line and join the heroes who say, I will tell them about Jesus whatever it costs? The people who think nothing of Jesus aren't ashamed to freely speak his name in disrespect. What about you? Someone whose life, whose eternity has been changed by Jesus. Will you talk about him? Because you love him? Because they need him? Or will you be ashamed of Jesus? On that brutal cross, Jesus was not ashamed of you.
Thanks, Ron. Friend, you don't ever have to miss a word with you. You can have this daily devotional sent directly to your email box as a transcript and with links to audio as well. To subscribe, simply visit our website, awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.